with networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more. Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say, and I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
In 2 weeks, that'll be legit. Guess What They Said. Every Monday and Friday here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. On Mondays, we get you the audio of the day slash weekend, and in this case, maybe stretching past last Thursday, because we weren't here Thursday and Friday. God bless America, and God bless time off. Bart, let's start Guess What They Said with Clayton Kershaw. He will be making the 2025 MLB All-Star Game. There'll be 19 first-timers, but one legend. As he was the seldom-used commissioner's pick, the legend rule, or I don't know what the hell they call it, but the left-hander is a three-time Cy Young Award winner. He made his first All-Star team in 2011. He's been named to his 11th in the National League as a special commissioner selection. Just a note for everybody, in case you think this is an absolute, no story, Kershaw became only the fourth left-hander to amass 3,000 career strikeouts. He's 4-0 with a 3.43 ERA in 9 starts after he started the season on the injured list. So it's not like he's some bum, but he did have to get a special rule to get in. So I want you to guess what he had to say on being selected to the All-Star Game roster. This is 21 seconds long. Guess what Clayton Kershaw had to say.
I'll be talking about it a little bit. I've kind of been in his position. I was in an All-Star game once. I was at an All-Star game in my senior year of high school. I was a goalkeeper. And I was like the 30th person asked. Because a lot of the guys, they couldn't do it. And I knew I was not an All-Star. I had no business. I wasn't even like... I was barely good enough to be a starter on my own team. I was like the whatever his name is. What's the guy's name we've been talking about all night?
Kyle Stowers.
Yeah, Kyle Stowers of the All-Star game. But I thought, it's not just an honor for me. My grandpa would really like to see me in this game. And so I will do it for him. So for Clayton, it might be weird to be in. He's not deserving to be an All-Star this season, but on the whole, it might mean more to his family and friends than it does him. One of those friends, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, he grew up with Matt Stafford. I don't know if you've ever heard that. They're good buddies. So I think he would say something like, yeah, you know, it's an honor. Certainly it's an honor, you know, to be thought of in this way. But it is weird. I'm not qualified enough in this season to be an All-Star. I've barely played enough. I'm certainly honored by it and will, you know, take advantage of the opportunity. But it is, it's just kind of different. It's weird. It's an odd feeling, one that I never really thought I would even know to have.
Well, I'm super honored to get to go. You know, it's you never take for granted getting to go to an All-Star game, regardless of the circumstances. You know, obviously don't deserve to get to go this season, haven't pitched very much, but, you know, everything that it encompasses to get to go to an All-Star game and get to be around that, get to take my family, and I'll never pass up that opportunity.
Good for you. Pretty much in the room, almost like you wrote the thing, almost like you write it for him to talk about. Clayton Kershaw, I think what obviously got you to the point where it's like, yeah, I'm not going to turn
that
it
I did
down.
A segment on it earlier tonight?
Yeah, that kind of helped. Listen, it's a Monday in July. We're a week before the All-Star break. Let's cut the newsroom some slack, all right? Let's cut me some slack.
Yeah, we've been hard on the newsroom.
Hell, I've been hard on them, and they've been taking good care of me because they actually got me that clip, and I requested that. So maybe it's my fault. But good for you. 1-0 to start. Guess what they said. Let's go to Jonnu Smith. He is the new tight end for Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers gets another weapon to do whatever they're going to do in order to get to 9 wins and inevitably get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs, which is a Pittsburgh Steelers staple. I want you to guess what he had to say on how he feels about being traded to the Steel City. This is 21 seconds long. He spoke about this on Taron Armstead's podcast, which I don't know what it's called, and I also don't care because everybody has a podcast. Guess what Jonnu Smith had to say about being a Steeler.
Mine's called Into the Winklerverse. New episode tomorrow. He said, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. You know, you got to be in a situation where you can be viewed as a weapon, where you can be viewed as someone who can be a contributor. I'm excited to get it going here. He might name a coach or somebody he knows, and then he'll say, I can't wait. Aaron Rodgers, you know, I'm going to be catching from Aaron Rodgers. That's going to be fun. Just to be a part of this offense and this franchise, can't be more excited.
You know, I'm in a situation where I am appreciated, and you being a 12-year vet, you know what I mean, and as much the success as you had, and you know your familiarity with how this business worked, you know that, you know, you always want to be where you most value and appreciate it, and that's the situation that I found myself in with Pittsburgh.
All right, so here's why you're not getting the point.
I'm not.
You're not going to get the point, and I'm almost splitting hairs, but kind of workshop with this with me here. He was excited, but really not so much of the prospects of him fitting in with the Steelers in terms of offensive game plan, contributing to the team, all that stuff. This was more like a look at me kind of soundbite from him. I don't know if you want to play it again, maybe talk me out of it, but I think Jonnu Smith was too self-serving in this clip where he was just like, I get to go to a team that wants me, that appreciates me.
Which
you know,
is
it's
what
business
I said.
And blah, blah, blah. I don't know if you said that, and if you did, then I apologize, and it kind of makes this entire point moot.
You don't know what I said?
I don't even know what I did 2 minutes ago. Okay, all right, I'm like a golden retriever.
You're judging? What are you judging me on if it's not what I said?
Because what I think you said was not that.
I definitely said to go somewhere where you're appreciated.
Maybe you did.
I know I did because I know that's what he said. So that's why I answered it that way.
Ah, well, then you don't get the point for cheating. Let's go to...
What are you doing where you're not listening to what I'm saying?
Setting up the next clip.
Then what are you judging me on?
Hey, listen. All right? There's a lot of flashy buttons in this spaceship, okay?
What am I... Marco, you might have to get in here after all.
He just walked into the room.
I feel like you were going to say, what am I paying you for? And let's be fair, Bart, you're not paying him.
Correct.
So that's
not the
way
to go. Did you hear what just happened? May I tell you?
I did. No, I heard the entire clip. Now, Carlos went about it the wrong way, but I wouldn't have given you the point either.
But Carlos doesn't know. He doesn't know what he's even judging. Because he didn't listen to my answer.
Or maybe I did.
And that's a failure. That's part of the job. Listening is the key aspect of this whole thing. But if you were to listen to the clip, you would realize, spirit of the clip, you went the team first, love to play with the organization, franchise, and quarterback. Jonnu Smith went with, I'm straight, loving the fact that I'm not a Dolphin. Spirit of the clip.
Which I said, though.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll take it wrong.
You glossed. You hammered the other points. I would not give you that point.
Vindication!
So this was the problem, is I knew he said that, but then I'm like, Carlos goes 21-second clip, so then I started throwing it. So I would say, I will agree that I got it wrong in that I threw too much out there. And that, well, yeah, one of these swings is going to get a base hit. But to not lit, jeez. All right, so it's 1-1.
Okay. I was listening. I just explained it wrong. And that's why Marco judged it fairly.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally. Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Can we move on, or do we need to like make an impromptu like therapy session?
Well, that's what hour 5 is going to be tonight.
People are still asking me about that podcast. Let's go to Sauce Gardner. Let's try that again. Let's go to Sauce Gardner, Jets cornerback. I want you to guess what he had to say on Justin Fields in practice. Now, he spoke with your favorite guy on the four-letter network, McAfee. Pat McAfee. It's actually Pat McAfee, but, you know, you get the gist. I want you to guess what he had to say. 21 seconds of Sauce Gardner talking about his new quarterback in Justin Fields.
21 seconds?
Si, senor. 20.8, if the .02 was going to throw you off.
Well, he's got to be complimentary, right? Oh, it's great to see him work. He's first one there, last one leave. He works so hard. You know, to go up against him in practice is going to be a lot of fun. And we're just going to try to make sure this team gets better, everyone gets better. And I'll contribute to that, too. But he's an energetic man. He's a great guy to be around. And looking forward to him as our quarterback.
He made a few throws in OTAs that I'm like, yo, I did not know he was capable of making this throw because it's only a certain amount of quarterbacks that can make. I'm talking about his throws on like Aaron's type of level. Like Justin had made a few throws where I'm like, okay, he really been in the lab for. I could just tell.
Do I need to explain the buzzer there?
I do not think that you do. No. What's the next one?
1-2 for anybody that's counting score, and by anybody counting score, I mean it's just Bart. It might be just Bart at this point because I don't know what I do here. Let's go to Angel Reese. Her Chicago Sky, they lost the game on Sunday to the Minnesota Lynx, 80-75. But Angel Reese, I want you to guess what she had to say after the game, 22 seconds long, on the foul call disparity in their loss to the Lynx. Just to give you context, in case you don't have any of the numbers in front of you, the Chicago Sky attempted 8 free throws. The Minnesota Lynx, they had 17. So maybe that'll nudge you in the right direction to get you back on track, and we go to this tiebreaker clip. Guess what Angel Reese had to say on the disparity of foul calls.
I think it's garbage. I think the refereeing has to get better in this league, night in and night out. It's always something with the officials. There's just not consistency enough. I don't like the way that I get called, and we just need to be better as a league to figure this out. It's a big problem. I'm a victim.
Victim. It's tough when you talk to officials, and I ask them, hey, we only shot 2 free throws. We've only been to the free throw line twice up into the fourth quarter, and she tells me it's not her job. So I know it's frustrating because I know how hard we're battling inside, but that has to be fixed. And I don't give a damn if I get fined because and I am tired of this because I've been nice and I've been humble with it, but I am tired of this.
Nah, I wish you would have threw a couple of more censored words in there, but obviously spared the clip. It was easy to say that she was not going to write anything glowingly about the referee. So 2-2, this fifth clip means something today. And if Bart doesn't get the win, I will be fired for the rest of the week. So I want you to guess what Pacers president Kevin Pritchard had to say on if he would have played Tyrese Halliburton in Game 7 of the NBA Finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder. This one is 19.7 seconds long, so let's just say 20. Guess what Kevin Pritchard had to say.
Ooh, the GM. Well, the coach said yeah. Tyrese said yeah. Yeah, look, we were one game away from the NBA Finals. And I think at that point, you got to kind of talk to everybody involved. You got to talk to the doctors. Most importantly, you got to talk to Tyrese. And if he felt like he could go, you know, you get to, how do you tell a guy when you get that far not to go? Obviously, hindsight is 20/20, or 20/10 if you're Bart Winkler, because that's Bart's vision. It's kind of like a superpower. It's kind of like Superman, actually. He's good looking as well. Don't grade me on that.
I would not dare.
But yeah, you got to talk to Tyrese, and you know, you can't. You know what I'm saying. I've kind of said it. You're good.
He's told me many times, this just shows you what kind of kid he is. I would do it over and over. And if you're asking me, would I have him do it over and over? I would not. I would not. If I knew that he was going to get hurt, I would sacrifice that game because I care for the kid so much and want him to have an incredible career.
Now, Bart, I will have you know that I listened to every word, every syllable.
I didn't get it right. Just
every letter of what you said.
Just play the thing and let's get out of here.
And my final determination upon listening to everything that you said, and you tried really hard.
I did, but I didn't win.
And I applaud you for your effort.
Thank you.
And I think you're a great guy.
It's very nice of you.
And I cannot wait for you to get selected in another All-Star game in whatever sports industry version of an All-Star game there is.
Barrett doesn't write about me. He didn't put me on his last column.
Well, that's enough for me bloviating.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
And that's Guess What They Said.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a banana bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Parties Over today on the Odyssey app.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.